Also at the meeting last night was Jane Downs, Regional Director for Country Health SA. Good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning, Stan.
Now, I wasn't there last night, but I'm told that you didn't get a chance to speak.
No, Helen was there as our representative of the Minister and was the one giving the presentation and answering the majority of the questions. So certainly I was there in attendance and very impressed with the enormous community support that came forward at the meeting.
Even impressed with the boos that Helen got, because the community's not happy, Jane.
We're very, very clearly understanding that message, hence our attendance at the meeting and our every effort to address the concerns that the community have put forward.
Why has Country Health SA gone away from the 10-year plan that was established?
The 10-year plan gave us an excellent framework in all of our regions for moving forward with health services, and it did emphasise on many occasions about maintaining and enhancing services. The 10-year plan is that. It's a plan, and we've made specific efforts in our negotiations for medical services for Millicent to live up to that plan and to realise that plan, maintaining all of the services for emergency on-call, inpatient care, anaesthetic services, theatre services and birthing included. But we had arrived at a point where that was looking like it wasn't possible.
And this, in Millicent Hospital's case, obstetrics, so it's no longer possible to have a baby at the Millicent Hospital. But you've just quoted yourself part of the plan. Obstetrics was in that plan. At what point did you decide it was no longer necessary?
No, there's been never a decision, as you describe it, Stan. Can I clarify that we need so many important things to run a safe service, and that's the most important thing that we have in our minds. So we have the funding for birthing, we have the midwives, the equipment, the facilities, but we had arrived at a point where it was... it appeared to us that we have no inadequate medical services to bring together a safe and sustainable service. But I'm very pleased to say that last night the medical clinic Millicent have indicated that perhaps they can come back to the table and we can perhaps find a new solution for that.
So there is a possibility, is there, that you could restore obstetrics to Millicent?
Well, it's all going to depend on our ongoing discussions with the doctors. As the meeting moved with its resolutions at the end, and as was expressed many times, that there is a desire for negotiations to continue to bring us back together again and talk about how medical services might be able to be provided to the hospital that would support birthing. So we're committed to doing that, and we'll be have already sought out that contact through informal comments last night.
So, if you can get the doctors to service the unit, obstetrics will return to Millicent.
The outcome that I know the community's seeking is that the doctors do provide that service, and if we can provide a safe service, if it has all the elements it needs, then we see no impediment to birthing continuing. But it does have to be a safe service, Dan. I want to really emphasise that. Safety is the paramount.
Well, of course, and I think the community would agree with you. But why haven't we got the safe service there? Are you just saying that the doctors that are there at the moment cannot provide that safe service?
There are several elements that the medical service provide, the GP obstetrics and the anaesthetic services, as well as a third doctor in case of a need for an emergency section, a cesarean section. And it's my understanding that when negotiations were completed, the doctors were not in a position to provide all of those services on a 24/7 basis. But that's what
all
we're
right.
going
so
to
as
do.
A result. That's what you're going to... You'll start discussing that situation now with them.
Yeah. We're going to discuss it again. That was the desire of the meeting, and we've all agreed that we'll come back to the table and have further discussions.
Does it concern you at all, though, Jane, in your position, that we've got dissatisfaction not only with the case of women wanting to have their babies at Millicent and they can't do that, that people at Penola seem to be disadvantaged as well, that there is wholesale dissatisfaction with what Country Health SA's plan is for the South East?
I'm not sure what you're referring to at Panola, Stan. What were you thinking of there?
Well, they were represented last night, were they not? Have they not got a case and a worry on their hands? We heard from that Dr. Pretorius, it was the former GP in Panola, complaining about the treatment that he had from Country Health SA. From where I sit, there's just widespread dissatisfaction.
There have been no change to services in Panola. We are working very hard to recruit new GPs to that community, and we have locum cover in place to maintain the normal services for emergency, for inpatients, and for the medical practice. So I see that there are not quite the same parallels with the Millicent situation.
Jane Downs, I appreciate your time this morning very much, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Stan.